Now, yesterday we discussed the news that Mary Butler, Minister Mary Butler, had given comments in which she said that the overprescribing of medication to children availing of child mental health services appeared confined to South Kerry. This HSE audit of all CAMHS, or child and adolescent mental health services, nationally began last year, and it hasn't been published yet. It followed the publication of the Maskey report last year, which found that significant harm was caused to 46 children in South Kerry due to inappropriate medication being prescribed by a junior doctor in CAMHS there, and indeed another 240 children were put at risk of harm, and of that 240, 227 were seen by this particular doctor. Now, Mary Butler said the over-prescribing based on this HSE audit that hadn't been published yet, this national HSE audit that hadn't been published yet, indicated that the over-prescribing that went on in South Kerry between 2016 and 2020 wasn't seen anywhere else. Now, we spoke on the show yesterday to Keith Rowell, solicitor, who represents many families whose children were child mental health patients at South Kerry CAMHS, but indeed North Kerry CAMHS as well. And he disputes that the CAMHS scandal of over prescription of medication and inappropriate medication of children was limited solely to South Kerry CAMHS. Now, I spoke to a woman yesterday whose child was a patient at North Kerry CAMHS. Her son is of primary school age. For obvious reasons, she doesn't want him to be identified, and you can appreciate that. But so therefore, we have changed her voice, and her name, and we've called her Mary. But this is her story. This is the story of her son, her young son, who's still in primary school, and his experience when he was a child mental health patient at North Kerry CAMHS.
He's been attending North Kerry CAMHS for the last couple of years. He's primary school age still. And last August 2022, it was when he was due his next visit in North Kerry CAMHS. And we got a phone call cancelling it 2 days before, saying the doctor that was over our son was gone on leave and there was an audit taking place in North Kerry CAMHS, and unfortunately our son was one of the children's files that was to be audited because there was a concern on his level of medication and his level of care. So from that then, we heard nothing. He had no consultant. He had no report. We kept ringing, looking for some consultant to take over from the doctor that was gone on leave, etc., as you can imagine. And they just said there was no one at the moment and they would come back to us. And our son at that point was already in a very distressed state. And we heard nothing then until February of this year. We got a letter from the HSC advising us that we needed to come into disclosure meeting. The audit was completed in North Kerry CAMHS on our son, and unfortunately they needed to issue us with an apology and give us the outcome of the disclosure of the audit. Sorry.
And do you mind me asking, what did they tell you? What did they find?
Yes, so we attended the disclosure meeting, myself and my husband, and they apologised to us on behalf of the HSC on the results of the audit on our son. And the results of the audit on our son, it was a very hard day, very distressing day, what we had to sit and listen to, from him being over-medicated to the point of triple the daily dosage amount on his medication, on him being also on top of that on medication he should never have been on. And then we had to sit through and listen to the side effects he would be experiencing and the chances of what he would be developing from the result of his audit due to the medication he was put on. And at that point, because we had raised concerns with the doctor that the levels of medication he kept being prescribed to increase was actually making our child worse, because we went to North Kerry CAMHS, we referred to North Kerry CAMHS for help, and the one thing I would say is it destroyed our son.
May I ask, so the audit, you were told that it was found that your son was over-prescribed medication,
yes,
three times the amount he should have been getting, and that he was also given inappropriate medication.
Yes. The word mentioned on the day of the disclosure meeting was a cocktail of drugs.
You were told what the side effects of this inappropriate and excessive medication were. Do you mind sharing what you were told?
Yes, well, at the time in February at the disclosure meeting when they gave us the results of the audit, at that point our son had been experiencing 80% of the side effects, which was his kidneys were gone, he was gone incontinent, his head was, he was in another world, he wasn't with us, he wasn't, we could turn left instead of turning right in the car and all hell would break loose. His level of anxiety had gone to such a level, everything was suffering, his home life, his school life, his sleeping, his eating, and the one thing he never suffered with in all his time were his kidneys, and unfortunately he now will just, it's wet through his clothes. He's not it's not improving, it's getting worse. He was actually on the day, we were reassured actually on the day our son's case was urgent, he would need to be seen very, very soon, because he was in a position where his medication was at a dangerously high level. Kerry HSE reassured us he would be seen within 48 hours, because at that point there wasn't even a consultant in North Kerry CAMHS to see our boy, and unfortunately we never got a follow up. I phoned and phoned and phoned and I was fobbed off, and I was advised there were no consultants available, so at that point I had to be my son's doctor, and I had to start weaning my son off medications that have already destroyed him. It was a horrific time.
Was it almost like him going cold turkey?
Absolutely. I had no idea what was going to happen. We had no support. Our GP was terrified, his own GP, to get involved, because they're not experienced on this, which is understandable. We were ringing and ringing and ringing. Our son got his first appointment with North Kerry CAMHS this Tuesday gone. And at this point, North Kerry CAMHS confirmed also his case was never put through as urgent. No follow-up was even done on him. So the most worrying part of all this, in the disclosure meeting, the results of his audit, that he urgently needed to be seen. When we left, we got absolutely no support. To leave our son in that state, even after disclosing with us how dangerous it was for him to be on that medication and how overprescribed he was. And it was the home support liaison counsellors that came to my house on my distress level. They were the ones that finally got him an appointment for me.
It's hard. I'm very sorry what you've been going through, all of you as a family.
Yes, it's very, very hard. It's very, very hard. But it's, the focus is on our child, you know, and it's very hard to hear then the minister, you know, the Minister for Mental Health, Mary Butler, making comments when we've been apologised to by the HSE on our child being overprescribed, you know, and you have the Minister for Mental Health saying the really good news. One piece that I would share with you today is that the overprescribing that we saw in Kerry South, we haven't seen it anywhere else. We haven't seen it come across anywhere else in the country. And that, for me, is massive. And in relation to any child being overprescribed, that hasn't come across. And that's really important. It's one of the most, of everything we've been through, it was one of the most horrific, deflating things to hear this morning on Radio Kerry when Keith Rowles was on with you.
And you're saying that your son, who attended North Kerry CAMHS, he was overprescribed and he was also given appropriate medication.
Yes, and we have received our HSE apology, and to read, and that has just come out this week from the Minister for Mental Health, Mary Butler.
Are there any long-term consequences for your son potentially? Do you mind me asking?
Yes. There could be more side effects. There, him getting back his continence is very, very slim because of the damage that has been done to his kidneys. The lining of his stomach is going at the moment. The gut is now leaking. He is waiting to be seen by a specialist in CUH in Cork that we're hoping to get, if not tomorrow, we'll get it on Monday. You know, he had to be picked up off the ground in school with pains in his stomach by his dad very, very recently. Very distressful for our child, his teachers and his dad. It was horrific to watch when you can't even help him.
Now, we've been trying to find out, Mary, back in January, the HSE initiated an independent look-back review at North Kerry CAMHS, and solicitor Keith Rowles, who represents many families of children who attended mental health services in South Kerry and indeed North Kerry, such as yourself, he said that his understanding was that because they haven't been able to get any consultants to carry out the review, that the review in North Kerry hasn't started. Now, we contacted Cork Kerry Community Healthcare. What they've said is, we've been working to put in place the many arrangements needed for a robust, thorough and independent look back review at North Kerry CAMHS. Our first priority remains to communicate directly with young people affected. We expect to write to young people and their families soon to confirm the independent chair. We deeply and sincerely regret the understandable worry that this may cause for young people and their families, and we are committed to keeping young people and their families informed about the review. That would indicate that the review hasn't started, because they're waiting to confirm who will be the independent chair of this look back review for North Kerry CAMHS.
No consultants at the moment. No, my son now is seeing a consultant that is in North Kerry CAMHS 3 days a month. So he's seeing over 200, as far as I know, children those 3 days a month. And he's still online, he's doing the schools and he's doing the office. So he's doing private visits, school visits and online visits or online calls for all the children in North Kerry CAMHS, one consultant.
What would you like to see happen?
What I would like to see happen right now is for the acknowledgement and the respect, not just for me and my husband and my child, for every family affected in north and south of Kerry, but particularly right now in North Kerry CAMHS, to have the respect to understand how the suffering is hard enough for everyone, because none of us now know what the future will bring because of what has been the result of North Kerry CAMHS. And I suppose when you think, I'm very, very disappointed that the minister would make a comment like this when there's no results, like you say, even if the review isn't concluded, to come out and say that, you know, HSE has given apologies to families already in North Kerry CAMHS, you know, with children being over medicated. So my worry for the future, to be honest, is the support ever going to be there? On the date of the disclosure that my son's case was so urgent, the HSE was going to ensure he was seen within 48 hours. 4 months later of me kicking, screaming and fighting for my son, he was seen. And at that point, I had weaned him off all the medications myself and had to deal with the horrific, horrific events that followed on that poor child, with no one to help me and no one to support me.
Minister of State Mary Butler, with responsibility for mental health, she made those comments. It's her understanding the overprescribing that's seen in South Kerry wasn't seen in anywhere else. She
made those
comments based on an unpublished HSE audit of prescribing practices in child mental health services. Do you want that HSE audit to be published?
Well, that's out of my control. Having an HSC audit published, making comments like that is hurting, as Keith Rowles mentioned on your show this morning. It distresses families further. You know, we've all been through enough. And we would think that the Minister for, you know, Mental Health in particular would not make those comments, regardless of any. She is aware that North Kerry CAMHS is under audit. So I feel those comments she made were very, very, very unfair.
And that's Mary, who I spoke to yesterday evening. Her voice has been changed, as you know, and that's not her real name. She wants to protect the identity of her young son, who's still in primary school and who has gone through so much in his young years. She described there how he basically had to go cold turkey and she had to wean him off the drugs that he had been prescribed. He was given excessive and inappropriate amount of drugs as well, and we really do want to wish them the very best. There may be long-term serious health consequences for him, as she outlined there, problems with his kidneys, so we do want to wish the family the very best. If you're affected and the Cork Kerry CAMHS information phone line remains open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday on 1-800-742-800.